Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Just a few hours after speaking from inside a federal prison, President Obama was back in the Oval Office expressing condolences for the latest victims of gun violence in the United States, four Marines killed in a shooting in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
You know, we take all shootings very seriously. Obviously, when you have an attack on a U.S. military facility, then we have to make sure that we have all the information necessary to make an assessment in terms of how this attack took place and what further precautions we can take in the future. And as we have more information, we'll let the public know. But in the meantime, I'd ask all Americans to pray for the families who are grief-stricken at this point. And I want everybody to understand that we will be thorough and prompt in figuring out exactly what happened.
And there are still many questions, but the grief in this Tennessee community is deep and certain. Here's Chattanooga Mayor Andy Burke.
Today is a nightmare for the city of Chattanooga. Around 11 o'clock this morning, we had someone viciously attack at two different locations people who proudly serve our country.
Rabbit Zilke is a reporter for WUTC Public Radio in Chattanooga. She says grief is about the only thing that is clear at this point for the people of this community.
There were so many vigils last night at different churches, synagogues, all across the city. Even the local leaders at the mosque and the Muslim leaders are shocked and outraged at what happened, because you just don't expect something like this. And I won't say a sleepy town, but we're a mid-sized town, really big on outdoor sports and recreation. You certainly wouldn't think that something like this could happen here.
The alleged shooter, 24-year-old Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz, who died in the incident, was known in the community and had a good reputation. But here's a detail. The Chattanooga Times Free Press reported that in his graduating yearbook, Abdulaziz was quoted as saying, "My name causes national security alerts. What does yours do?" Richard Fawcett is in Chattanooga. He's national correspondent for the New York Times. I asked him if this is any hint that Abdulaziz might have found himself on a path toward radicalization.
John, that's a great question. That's exactly what the FBI and other authorities are looking into right now. We were told yesterday evening, late, by the FBI that thus far they have nothing that connects Mr. Abdulaziz to international terrorist organizations, but they also noted that they are very much in the preliminary stages of their work here.
What was he like? What role in the community did he have? What have you managed to learn?
Well, by all accounts, we're getting a portrait of a young man who was well-adjusted, who was well-liked, who came from a very well-respected family who lived in Hickson, Tennessee, just across the Tennessee River from Chattanooga, in an upper-middle-class suburb. The people who lived around them, many of them white and Christian, were very accepting of this family, despite the fact that they were Muslims who wore headscarves. And I say despite the fact because in the state of Tennessee in the past, especially in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, there have been tensions between Muslims and non-Muslims over the construction of mosques and such. The young man was a wrestler at his high school. Later, he was a mixed martial artist. And from our accounts and the accounts of other news organizations here, people really generally until yesterday had only good things to say about him and his character and his family's character.
And the thing that's so frustrating about this is that, you know, the FBI talks a lot about lone wolf terrorist activity. ISIS is even encouraging lone wolves to act. But yet the pathway of radicalization is unclear. I mean, there's no clear narrative for how you go from being just someone in the community to being someone who's angry enough to do something like this. And that's still a mystery even here in Chattanooga.
It is. And, you know, it reminds me in a way of the case of the alleged shooter in the Charleston massacre. In both cases, in that case, there are some indications that the alleged shooter in that case was prompted to do what he did and inspired by hardcore white supremacist ideology that he found on the internet. If that is indeed the case, and if it's the case that Mr. Abdulaziz was inspired by and radicalized by messages he found on the internet, and thus far we do not know if that is the case. But if that turns out to be the case, it is a huge conundrum for law enforcement. How do you stop people from being inspired by bad ideas? My guess is that there's no way to stop that at all.
Richard Fossett, national correspondent for The New York Times, on the line from Chattanooga. Thanks so much, Richard.
Thanks, John.